Joining me by phone right now is Representative Nate Roberts from District 29 in the Pocatello area. He has just returned from Boise, and what a busy time it was. Representative Nate Roberts, thanks so much for taking a moment to chat with me.
Absolutely.
And what would you say was kind of the biggest hurdle as you were over there in Boise?
Probably the new budgeting system, you know, the way that they've worked out how they created the budgets coming out of JFAC. I think that was, you know, that there was a significant slowdown of the process, in my opinion there. I think we could have worked a little bit faster had they retained the older style of budgeting system.
And hundreds of bills. Do you know about how many bills there were?
By my count, there was 634 total bills, 389 coming out of the House and 245 out of the Senate. And those are just the bills. So, you know, we've got memorials and resolutions and current resolutions that add to those numbers. But, yeah, there were 689 pieces of legislation created this year.
That is an awful lot of legislation. And you're home right
now.
Yes, you're home right now, but you're heading back, right?
Yeah, we've got one more day. So basically, we'll go through on Wednesday the 10th, we go back. And, you know, this we've taken a pause, a recess, in essence, to let the governor catch up with all the legislation that's passed. He's got 7 or 5 working days, I believe is what it is, to sign legislation or veto it. And so we give him a little bit of space there to determine what he wants to do with some of the legislation that's recently passed in the last, you know, week or so.
Yeah, he's got a lot of those coming across his desk, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, and he signs everything, we go back and do the paperwork of, you know, enrolling it and sending it to the Secretary of State and stuff. And then, you know, we'll reach the end of our session once all of that's done. And hopefully that'll be it for this session on Wednesday the 10th.
What would you say was one of perhaps the most emotional moments in the session, as far as you hear these folks testifying, kind of pouring their hearts out? Was there a moment that really stood out to you?
Well, that's really difficult. I serve on the Health and Welfare Committee in the House, and we hear a lot of emotional stories through that committee talking about, you know, some of the bills, everything from you know, children and making sure that the foster system is functioning well, to, you know, one of the things that we did this year was, you know, dealing with the needles exchange program. I found that, I know a lot of people, you know, feel that program kind of promotes drug use, but it's actually more successful in helping people out of substance use disorders. And, you know, it's a protection for our communities to keep from, you know, allowing things like hepatitis C to begin to pass through the communities too quickly. And, you know, that was a difficult one for me because I really thought that program needed to continue. Yes, we may have had a bad actor in the programs, but I can tell you here in Pocatello, you know, we see a significant increase in need for programs like that. I know that the clinic here does a really good job at helping people out and guiding them back towards sobriety and you know, being able to pick up their lives. So that one was difficult for me, but we hear so many difficult stories as legislators, you know, and again, especially in health and welfare. I think that's probably one of the areas where we hear a lot of that.
Yeah, because you're dealing with those raw emotions of how these issues really affect people on a very personal level.
Yes, the policy decisions that we make, they're literally health and welfare can mean life or death for individuals. And it can be very, very, take an emotional toll on an individual if they're not ready for it.
Let's switch gears for just a moment, because you are running for re-election. You're going to have a Republican challenger. How have you been balancing your campaign with your duties in the legislature?
There is no time for campaigning, honestly, when the legislature is in session. It's a lot of late nights in studying and being prepared for the next day's committee meetings. And so I haven't really done a lot of campaigning. I do a lot of messaging. I try to let, you know, my constituents know what's coming up and the issues that we're working on, just so that I can get input on, you know, what the community feels is important on some of these bills. And so, you know, a lot of phone calls, talking to concerned individuals in the community. You know, if it's dealing with our counties, I'll talk to our county commissioners. If it's dealing at the city level, I'll talk to the city councilor, the mayor. You know, I'm fortunate that one of our city councilors serves in the legislature with us, in Rick Cheatham. He's in District 28. So, you know, we've got one of the things I guess I should say is I found it surprising, this being my first session, the second half of the first session, that how well people work together in the building. That, you know, you, from the outside, it seems like there's a lot of vitriol and, you know, how can people work with one another? But surprisingly, once you're in there, the view from the gallery is different from being on that on the floor of the house. People definitely come together, find ways to enact good policy, and sometimes, you know, we do struggle policy wise, and you know, some of us don't always agree with the direction that's being taken, but we work through it anyway. You know, that was a lot of like I said, there was really no time for campaigning. There's a lot of work happening. You know, like I mentioned earlier, 634 bills, you know, that in one form or fashion are talked about and discussed.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Representative Nate Roberts. He is out of District 29 in Pocatello. I love that you shared that, Representative, because I think so often you're right. People get caught up in believing that it's this really bitter, ugly process. And I think that here in Idaho, we really are setting a great example and showcasing that it's possible to work together.
And that's very true. You know, it's one thing from that view from the fourth floor gallery looking down on the floor, or worse, you know, the view from social media is often tainted by personal biases, where when you interact with one another as legislators and, you know, with our bureaucrats, those that are working for our state government, we find that there's a lot more room for finding common ground than there is, that things that keep us apart, that separate us. So it was one of the true golden moments of serving in the House, was finding out that, oh, we can work together, we can get good things done, and it makes one feel a lot better about our governmental system. Our democracy is doing well.
I'm so glad you could shatter that stereotype. And what a breath of fresh air for people to recognize that at the end of the day, it is about the work and it is possible to find that common ground. Representative Nate Roberts, what message would you like to send to voters?
Let me say that in a high-functioning social system like we have in the United States, and with our democratically elected Republican form of government, that system really operates on truth. And, you know, the only way that you can determine what's true and false is if you do the research yourself. You can't get stuck listening to someone, you know, through media, through whether that be social media or your favorite news channel. You know, you have to dig in and do the work and, you know, take a look at the legislation that's coming out. Talk to your legislators. Don't just send an email via, you know, a one-click politics link. You know, actually get involved. And that would be the one thing that I would ask, because, you know, this great nation that we have was instituted on the concept that we, the people, are the ones that give our government a power. And if we, the people, aren't involved, then we are, you know, handing over the reins to somebody that, you know, we may not even really know, because, you know, we haven't researched the candidates enough or haven't talked to them. You know, you get stuck on, well, you know, this person's a part of my party system and I really agree with my party system, so I'm going to vote for them even though I don't really know them. So I would really ask that people get involved, become part of the democracy that builds this republic, that operates this republic, and become one that operates on truth.
The stakes certainly are high, and we need people to get involved, not to sit on the sidelines, but to become educated voters and take advantage of that privilege to cast a ballot.
Yes, indeed. That's the important part.
It really is, and that primary election is coming up on May 21st. Representative Nate Roberts, thanks for taking time to chat with me. Thanks for the good work you're doing, and good luck as you head back to Boise to wrap things up there.
Well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed the time. Appreciate the opportunity.
All right, you bet.